I love this image. I think that it says so much. The ripples going out from her in every direction are symbolic, of course, of that which goes out from us. And her face is lost in a great light. And as we determine for ourselves that awareness is the cosmic principle that we are, and therefore that we choose to live from, equally so that our heart, notice that the light goes down to our heart, that our heart is part of that awareness, part of that livingness. Then we determine for ourselves that we are part of this cosmic principle of awareness, and we are the same as that. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Right there, feel the sameness of joy, happiness, contentment, ease, peace, creative inspiration. That's all in our smile, and all of it is shared by stars and galaxies and potentially by every single person and every single animal, every waving leaf on a tree, every flower that's bursting. All of it is smiling. Or could, if it realized it was that simple. And a long, slow, deep breath. Everything is sharing some sort of cycle of activity and cycle of release, of coming forward, of receding or retreating or fading into the background. That is so on a cosmic level, on a galaxy level, on a human level, on an animal, plant, and planetary level. So these simple principles of cosmic awareness and cosmic sameness are what we are. We smile with it again. We breathe. And we settle. Breathing in and breathing out. We settle into a great peace, a peace that is alert, vibrant, absolutely dynamic, but at the same time, peaceful, patient, wide, expansive, as if limitless, beginningless, and certainly no end. In our breath is the flow of the cosmos. Solar winds, the creation of stars, the electrical magnetic currents that support life itself, cause things to grow, come into existence, and eventually destroys or releases the form of whatever it might be. Our breath is a manifestation of that cosmic electromagnetic current. And so we literally are enlivened. That's the electricity part. And all of our molecules are held together. That's the magnetic part. Equally so, we are drawn to one another in love and relationship and partnership and creative collaboration. That's the magnetic part. And as we are, we spark one another. The electricity again. And as we sit in peace, smiling, we might just open into the truly galactic or cosmic proportions of what we are. Pure energy. And that energy is self-aware. Self-aware of what? It doesn't matter. It's just self-aware. And that is the source of peace. So we smile again, we feel our breath again. We might move to the top of the breath and kind of heighten our awareness just a little bit, refine it. And feel our out-breath go out and deepen into that refinement. As we learn to sustain meditation, one day, maybe today, it will ripen into a samadhi. A sustained state which could last for a very long time. Completely at one, no duality, breathing in and breathing out. One simple definition of peace is that it is a lack of agitation. But peace is not simply that, to be free of agitation, to be free of irritation, to not experience restlessness. Peace isn't just that. Peace has a contentment, an ease. Peace and patience are inseparable. Wherever there is peace, there is patience. Wherever there is patience, there is peace. Peace has a sound, and as we abide within it, we might not hear a sound, that's immaterial, but there's a vibrational quality that we are sitting in, and it is palpable. That's why we call it peace. We would call it something else if it was something else. So it is palpable. And peace has a clarity to it. Sometimes a transparency. There's a smooth quality to it as well. A gentle smoothness. But it is completely alive, alert, vital, vibrant. We smile again. We smile with peace. As the cosmic principle that it is, the pervasive space that is the mother of everything, that's what peace is. We breathe. And really feel it. Become it. And then become absorbed by it. All that's left is the experience of breathing, which is unto itself the experience of peace. As your state deepens, you might be experiencing that like eye image. It's going out from you. Like the electromagnetic currents of deep space and the ones that have created our Earth and the ley lines of our Earth and the whole electromagnetic fields of you and I. All of it is interconnected. All of it is in this cosmic flow. And so we are factually generating. We are factually abiding as peace, entering into whatever level of state that we are. But as we are, it goes out from us just like the light goes out from the sun. We don't have to do anything but meditate. Be at peace. Realize that we are this cosmic principle, that the principle is the same on all scales. It is the same principle. All that is changed is the scale. And so just as the sun, through its processes, through being magnetically, electrically charged, it illumines. And we too, similarly, as we, if you will, plug in, as we reside, as the principles that we are, peaceful awareness, alert awareness, smooth awareness, gentle and yet sharp awareness, then vibrationally, this quality just goes out from us and goes into the world, goes into human consciousness, goes into the room we're sitting in. If we have a pet nearby, goes into the pet, the plants in the room. We smile again. And we breathe again. And abide as this peaceful awareness. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. Of course, this peace, this presence, is what we are. It need not end, and if it does, it is a state of mind that is ending. And we've shifted. We've shifted into a reduced state within ourselves. So we smile again because we realize that. Love you all. Be this peace through your day. And gift everyone around you with this presence. Love you. Create your day.